Dan and Ren and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Huntsberger.
David Huntsberger.
Good to be visiting the town.
It is nice to have you in town.
That's a record. That is a Johnny Carson appearance record.
It is weird. Huntsberger.
It's nice to be in this quaint little town.
That is weird that Huntsberger's already in here.
Dude, you have a long storied history with us and this podcast, mm-hmm. and you've filled in for Van Kirk when it was Scarborough County running game. Mm-hmm. It is so nice to have you back here because your analytical mind is perfect for sort of breaking down that which we sort of know to be true right now, which is the world is getting dumber. Do you believe that?
Is there an assault on smart?
I read the book Abundance that talks about how we'll like save ourselves and I do think collectively of people's ability to succeed in any world they're put in, meaning like before you had to know like what was poisonous or you would die.
Yeah.
And now you got to just know how to like take your phone out of your pocket and search for things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we're limited on like the traditional intelligence needed, but
we're just zeroing it down to what we really know. And I think there is, when you do limit those other things, dumb behavior is allowed to fester.
Oh man, yeah. And it's, we're like so good at taking care of our absolute dumbest. Every day people should die.
Yeah.
And we like put up guardrails and we cover up manholes.
Yeah. Otherwise, let them go.
Let them just walk right into
it. Was that Thomas Malthus? Malthusian theory is natural levelers that like get rid of the weak or get rid of the dumb. And maybe we need some natural levelers.
I mean, because that's the thing. As much as everybody's sad to see that gazelle get killed, the herd is stronger because that gazelle is gone.
Right.
Because it was slower or ill or whatever. There was a reason that's the one the lion caught.
Right. Here's a story that I think summarizes how maybe it should be. And it's brutal to watch. These wolves
like
are
Thanos,
circling
by the way.
All these buffalo. Mm-hmm. And the buffalo hold steady in a group. And you can tell the older ones, like, just stay here. As long as we're a group, they'll just keep circling. They'll go away. But some of the younger ones panic. I'm like, I think we can outrun them. So they take off. And you see two or three of the old ones just sit there in the center like, you motherfuckers.
That's right.
And they take off running and like 10 or 12 of them join in. Pretty soon the whole herd is stretched out.
Yeah.
And now this one in the back gets picked off by a few wolves. Here comes one of the older ones just passing by like, you're on your own. Here comes another one passing by. You're on your own. And then the third old one passes him and knocks over that buffalo. Just like, here, let's make it easier on the wolves. Get it over with. You got the one you wanted, and goes and joins the rest of the herd.
I don't know if you're describing a scene from the Animal Kingdom or Spring Break on South Padre Island.
Both.
Could be the same.
Both.
It is one and the same.
Well, Daniel, we've got a story sent to us by our lovely people, and we are fans out there. We haven't heard it. David hasn't heard it. So let's get to it.
All right. This was sent in by Joe Barryhill, Barryhill, at shiz_Maldonado.
Shiz Maldonado.
Yeah. SHIZ underscore.
Like candy
Maldonado. Common spelling on Maldonado.
Yeah. Thank you. The one that we all know and love.
Joe Barryhill, thanks for sending this in. You can do what Joe did by hashtagging any story you think would be great for this. Hashtag dumppeopletown at Daniel Van Kirk. I can save you time by saying, don't hurt kids, don't be creeping out on people, and don't hurt animals.
In the stories.
And don't die. Yeah, in the stories. And in your life.
Yeah, you should
don't do that in general.
Yeah.
But don't send stories
where people
have done that.
Good
unless you're a buffalo.
Makes it seem like such a weird listener base. And guys, don't hurt animals. Just a reminder.
Guys, please, everybody, remind yourself.
We got to tell you this periodically.
That's going to be my new sign-off on my voicemail.
Don't hurt animals.
You've reached Daniel Van Kirk. I'm sorry I can't come to the phone right now. Please don't hurt animals.
There you go.
Here we go. Franklin, Indiana. A Franklin man was arrested. There's probably somebody named Franklin Man, right?
Oh, Franklin Man.
A Franklin man was arrested Saturday for driving.
A Franklin man is one of the many.
Abraham Franklin man.
Abraham Franklin man.
Nope.
Abe? Does whatever he can't can.
Does whatever he can't can.
He just wants to be in the jail cell where it happens. A Franklin man was arrested Saturday, thank you, Randy, for driving a riding lawnmower while intoxicated, according to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. JCSO, if you're nasty. Okay. Normally,
you get a DRLMWI.
We'd get, I believe it or not, and you should. I get a lot of stories sent to me about people riding non-traditional vehicles.
Golf carts.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wolves.
Wolves.
Intoxicated, though.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Just wasted.
They found a loophole.
I got my steer here. Yeah. This one has a fun little wrinkle.
Didn't someone get nailed for riding a horse drunk once?
Yeah, a woman.
Yeah.
Let him be.
You're a horse rider.
An RUI.
Yeah, yeah. I've been drunk on a horse. I feel like they're sober. That's what counts. I think if you have two organisms working together and one of them is sober.
You're all right.
You're fine. Hey, if you're getting a piggyback from someone sober and you're wasted, they shouldn't be able to pull you over.
There has to be a country song called Drunk on a Horse.
Yeah. Drunk on a horse.
Yeah. Has to.
I'll look it up.
David Huntsberger, I don't want to pimp you in this if you don't want to, but he told me a story about falling with a horse. Do you remember?
Yeah.
On a horse?
My horse flipped over. We came up over a ridge, and it was a spring below, and my horse's front feet sunk in, and he just toppled over.
End over.
And we somersaulted on, and then he was like standing up,
this
and he pushed me into the mud a little bit, like, and then he got up, was standing there all like shaking, and then I cartooned myself out of the mud and kind of dusted myself off and looked at him. It was the greatest. I think this is the part that stuck out.
This is what I love. Like, this is what I love.
He was like very clearly looking at me with this look in his eyes. I was like, what the fuck was that about?
Like David was like, that connection between a man and an animal, it can be so cerebral that like we were communicating by looking, like we were thinking.
So he looked at you like, what the fuck, and how did you calm him down in that moment?
His leg was shaking, like trembling, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, because how quickly did you go from fearing for yourself or fearing for the horse?
Right. Oh, instantly. Yeah. As soon as, like when I felt his foot step on my back, and I was like, oh, he's going to break all my ribs.
Yeah.
But I just sunk into the mud, and then I got out, and I was like, I'm fine. I saw his leg trembling right after we did the eye exchange, and I was like, no!
Yeah.
So I just kind of, I just rubbed him a little bit and like, take it easy, buddy. And then I just walked him some, like led him. And
you weren't on top of him.
I was at the beginning, and then
No, when you led him to walk,
you're like,
I'm just going to let you walk without me there.
Yeah, yeah. It had been like, I was me and another, we were kids, and we were like 17, 18 years old, and this cow ran off. So I just took off on my own. And so it was a while before I caught back up to my friend, and he saw me all muddy, my horse is all muddy.
Oh, Jesus.
He was just like, what happened? And, you know, I don't know what the time was in between there, but I'm sure he was like, oh no, what happened?
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see Bone Tomahawk?
No.
Have any of you guys seen it?
No.
It's harsh. Klaus, I don't know if it's your, I don't know if you could handle it, David. I don't know you enough to say. But Matthew Fox's character has a horse in, and it just reminded me of you. Is this Drunk on a Horse?
Like, I like to get drunk and ride horses.
That's the name of this song? By the band of horses? Band of drunk horses?
That's this. Right. Horatio Lee Jenkins.
He's laying it on. He's laying.
Yeah. I like to get drunk
and ride my horse on Christmas Day. Okay, that's right.
It's
in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I will give it. I'll allow it.
It's one of them dumb like Ray Stevens kind of.
Not every day. It's Christmas.
Just to get drunk and ride my horse on Christmas Day.
Good take, guys. Let's go re-rack it from the top.
Good.
Officers came in contact with Barry Ridge.
He went over the Barry Ridge.
He's looked at a woman and be like, baby, you're on Barry Ridge right now.
Time to take it over Barry Ridge.
We're about to dump this horse off Barry Ridge.
How'd you like to sit on Barry Ridge?
They came in contact, which I love too. They just came in contact.
No,
police came in contact like he's the monkey from Outbreak. They came in contact.
Was it an airborne Barry Ridge or was it just a regular?
Berry Ridge, which is also one of the things listed in the refrigerator of a Sunny D commercial. What do you got? Grape stuff, Berry Ridge, Sunny D. Okay.
I'll do Sunny D.
I'll just take a, can you put the Berry Ridge on ice?
Mm-hmm. It's the way it's supposed to be served.
Okay.
Berry Chill. Ridge, they came in contact with him after being called to the 5600 block of County Road 100 North on a report of a suspicious person shortly after 5 p.m.
Great time to be drunk.
Why does that look suspicious? You just see a guy swerving on a lawnmower.
Weaving on a lawnmower.
No, if you're out in the street weaving on a lawnmower, then like if a lawnmower is not where it's supposed to be and someone is riding it, that you literally, and someone probably
But in a small town in Indiana, wouldn't you think they're like, that's
whatever. How he's getting to the store.
If you're driving a lawnmower on a road and leaning over so that your hand grazes the road while you drive it,
you're drunk. You're drunk.
Right. But I was saying, we get so many of these, but this one has a special wrinkle
twist.
To it. Here we go. 5 p.m.
Jesus. Oh boy.
Evening. Golden hour.
Yeah.
Drunk lawnmower
Small
driver.
Town, Franklin, Indiana.
Yep.
Ain't that America.
The caller said a man riding a red lawnmower pulled into his yard and began to mow his grass.
You don't mow my grass!
Just let
I didn't ask you to mow my grass. Mowed my grass
is that
today.
That is literally a euphemism, mowing someone else's lawn.
But I'd be
is
like,
is that the ultimate, like,
let him go. Let him do it. Like, they're like, hey, man, crisscross, like crisscross pattern. Because
you know there are guys out there, when he's done mowing the grass, just a guy walks out, he's like, you gonna bag it? You can't just mow it without bagging it.
But I was saying there are like porn videos where like guys watch other guys mow their lawn.
And they're just like,
I'll bet he got a couple laps in and then there were some tufts where he didn't overlap just right. And they were like, we got to call this in.
Honey, what are you doing? I'm seeing how he does, then decide what I'm going to do.
He's creating more work for us.
I'm seeing how he does, then deciding what I'm going to do.
It's like that scene from A River Runs Through It, where he's like, and then he broke free of my father's stroke and began fishing in his own. Like, he was like, he's out there just cutting his own way. The guy's like, I don't know whether to be impressed or mad.
It is a nice thing to do, but it is somewhat also a sign of aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't sweep another man's porch.
Here's the deal.
What are you, Jim Croce?
Yeah. You don't sweep another man's porch. You don't spit into the wind. You don't mow the lawn of a Franklin, Indiana man. You don't mess around with Franklin.
You mean Berry Ridge?
You don't mess around Berry Ridge.
Here's the thing. There are a lot of nice things that you can do for people, but if you don't ask and you just do them, it's creepy. Like, a massage is nice if someone didn't ask, just comes over and starts going.
I think we're learning
like,
here is like physical touch or mowing lawns. Consent is the most important thing.
David Huntsberger right now has an unbelievable mane of hair.
Yeah.
If somebody you did not know came up to you and just started braiding it.
Yeah, or anything.
It would be not, or brushing it. You're like, I need it brushed, but I didn't ask you to do it.
I got this.
Especially
that you file under, I got this.
If a drunk person at a bar started brushing your hair, you'd be like, stop.
I got this.
Oh, thank you, stranger. It needed that.
I hope that brush is well used. When the caller, so he Berry Ridge, goes onto the guy's lawn. Imagine him driving too. He's like, going to the bar. I'm going to look at this lawn. All right, I'm going to miss happy hour for this, but it's worth it. You're welcome.
Some people just don't know how to cut their lawn.
Right. Yeah. When the caller told him to get off his property, Berry Ridge reportedly took off down the street. What's the problem here, then?
On foot or on the tractor?
On the tractor.
On the tractor.
Yeah. So at like a
escaping
clip.
At 2 miles an hour.
Exactly. And the guy's walking, but, sir, no, go away. And he's like, we're just right next to him. Walking.
Driving away.
I hope he sort of aggressively pulled that handle that pulls the mower blades up. Like, well, now you don't get this. And then drove on.
So if the caller tells Berry Ridge to get off his property and then he does. Down the street, why are we calling the cops?
Yeah.
Hey, longtime listener, first time caller, he's leaving my property. Get over here.
Okay. When officers located Ridge,
40 feet later.
Of course.
90 feet down the road.
When officers located Ridge, they say his eyes, quote, appeared glassy, and he admitted... How many beers do you think Barry Ridge admitted to drinking that afternoon?
Coming to you with an overview to find out how much damage did they do.
This is just what he admitted to.
Right.
So you know you got to double it.
You got to add 10 to whatever he admits to.
Double it.
So
David Huntsberg, you're our guest. You can go first. Tig or third. Tig is the number two spot.
Tig decided to go in between the two of us. So.
Oh, okay.
So you can...
First, Tig or... I'll go first. I'm going to lay it out there with 5.
Okay. 5 from David Huntsberg.
And by the way, this does not mean the amount of beers he consumed.
Right.
This is
what he said.
A drunk man would admit to consuming because he's thinking that's still under the... Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I'm going to say he's going to say 3. It's going to be a low number, but you really got to double it.
I think he's going to say 9, knowing that he had about 15.
Right. For Barry Ridge,
9 is like nothing. Nine's like lawn mowing drinking.
I haven't even gotten to the bar yet.
Yeah. Pre-drinking. You know when you just have a 9.
Remember when we were all young, and I assume we all pre-drank because you could not afford anything at the bar?
It's like
drinking. So you're like, well, we have to drink before. What are you, nuts? We have to, it's an hour. We're doing a power hour.
Yeah, we're doing a power hour.
That's how
we'll get one drink at the bar. That's
right.
It.
Right.
Yes.
We'll start off with Return of the Mac, and that'll be our first song. Okay, here we go. One of you is exactly right.
Oh, so now we get to play.
Now we get to go deeper.
A second game, which is who do you think is right?
And you can go first, Tig, or third in that.
I'm going to believe in myself.
Okay.
I think Barry thinks the cop would think he's less of a man if he said, I'm this drunk, glassy-eyed, and I only had 3.
Right.
But I had the 9 or 15.
Right.
But I don't want them to know that because then they're going to know I'm drunk.
So you say 5.
I'm going to say 5. He's like, you know, you work on the car in the afternoon. You have 5 daytime beers. You're not drunk.
He makes a very compelling argument.
Jason Sklar?
I'm with Huntsberger.
I'm with Huntsberger. That's just a beautiful argument.
When officers located Barry Ridge... They say his eyes, quote,
wait,
appear
I gotta
glassy.
Change it. I think it's me. I think it's me.
And what was yours?
9.
9? Okay.
We both think Huntsberger.
Okay. They say his eyes, quote, appeared glassy, and he admitted. Get your answers in now, Townie, because Barry Ridge told police officers he drank 3 beers.
Oh, why don't I believe in myself?
Oh, man.
He's a bad liar.
So, can I tell you how happy I am that it was 3?
Yeah.
And not 5, that I switched it at the last minute to mine, and everybody was wrong. I'm like actually okay with that. So this guy is
terrible.
Lighting.
Had 3 beers, man.
Right.
So then if you're the cops, you then start attacking his ability to drink beer. Like, that's the psychological path I take.
Right. Oh, yeah.
When this guy's like, wow, 3 beers got you that drunk? And then he's like, well, you know, I had more than that. You know?
Right.
Isn't that what they say with the alphabet backwards? Is there the first thing people say with that is they go, I can't even do that when I'm sober. So you've just admitted that you are not sober.
Officers then perform field sobriety tests on Barry Ridge. Which he failed. I assume those were the most fun.
Yeah.
Barry, you want to do one more? I said, whatever you say, motherfucker.
I mean, I could certainly do these easily when I've only had 3 beers there. Right.
I can do a somersault. No one asked you to do a somersault.
New round off. Never tried it, but I can do it.
Barry.
Toe touch.
Barry. Nobody asked you
to do
it.
Do not, Barry.
Can
stop
I touch
it.
Your toes?
Barry, no, you cannot stand there. And
while you guys think about my next test, I'm going to go mow a lawn.
No, Barry, turn it off.
That's what got you in this pickle.
A breath test showed that he had a blood alcohol level of what? David, first, Tigger, third.
So what point, was let me just say for point of reference, 0.08 is the legal.
Right, yeah.
He's saying he had only 3 beers.
Here's
and we know
where
he gets a DUI.
Right,
so. Here's where his story does not match up.
Right.
Unless he's a jovial drunk that just thought like, I saw that guy at a softball game once and... He'll think this is funny, and then the guy comes up, doesn't recognize him.
Right.
Get out of here! Oh God!
Right.
And he turns out 3 beers is like
a lot. He's
by the way, if I drink 3 beers, I'm like loaded. I'm not kidding. I'm completely loaded.
Yeah, but you don't live in Franklin, Indiana.
True.
I'm gonna say it's like 0.13.
Okay.
Just a shade over.
All right, 0.13 from David Huntsberger, Randy or Jason.
I'll say
0.24 from Jason Sklar. 0.24.
You don't just start mowing someone's lawn. If you don't just, by the way, you don't take your tractor off
your property.
Off your property.
Right. Yeah.
If you're not wasted.
Yeah.
I can't say one of you is exactly right, but one of you.
I came in last night and I had like one drink after performing last night and I had not eaten dinner and I just like walked in the house like I was a single guy. Like everybody's asleep upstairs. I just like, what's in the kitchen? And I just like opened up like I had a piece of chicken and I was like knocking shit around. I sat down. I watched like tons of TV. I'm like, what is wrong with me? That was one drink I had. So this guy, all
right. Well, I can't say you guys are exact. One of you is exactly right. But one of you is only 1/100th off.
Oh, wow. Snap.
So get your answers in now because the blood alcohol level inside the beautiful Berry Ridge was
the beautiful Berry Ridge.
I think it was Randy. I think it's the high one.
0.189.
Oh!
189.
Well, nice. I was close.
Yeah, you said nice.
I said 0.19.
Ridge was taken into custody and transported to the Johnson County Jail and charged with driving under the influence. The sheriff's office says this also isn't the first time Ridge has been arrested for being intoxicated on a mower. He's currently awaiting trial on an OWI arrest from April 8th, where he was caught causing a disturbance on a lawnmower in a parking lot of a Kroger. That's a whole other story. He was on it causing a disturbance. They wouldn't say he was driving.
There's no grass here, Barry.
Barry,
that's
you
your problem.
Because I caught it.
He's just running into the carts like, what did you say to me?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay,
he's a lawnmower bully.
If you bring your lawnmower to a Kroger,
you might be Barry Ridge.
You might be Barry Ridge.
Final last thing. We'll get out on this. Let's do it quickly. How old is Barry Ridge?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
Okay, so now we have
three guessing games.
Okay,
in one.
I know. Well, it's so many fun numbers.
There's so many Ann Huntsburgers.
I love packing a mini tight.
I love them.
I was gonna. I don't want to say what I was gonna say. I'm gonna go with 47.
Okay,
but what were you? I want to hear your whole thought process here.
I was thinking
because you
53.
Illuminate a lot. Why?
It seemed like at that point he's just kind of a
had it.
I've had it. This is what I want to do now. And 47 seems a little spry for that, but it also seems like
he's on the
he cares
front
about
edge
other
of not caring.
Yeah, yeah.
But cares about other people's lawns.
He's on. Would you say he's on? You know, I'm going a long way with this.
Do
he's
it.
On the precipice of not caring. Would you say he's on the Berry Ridge of not caring?
Yes. Jason or Randy?
He's 41.
41 from Jason's
I
squad.
Say he is 62.
62.
Yeah, this is a guy whose wife has left him mm-hmm. or died.
Okay.
And this is a guy who just has absolutely no tether whatsoever.
What do his great-grandkids think?
His great-grandkids said, just let him go. Eventually,
it was their mower.
Eventually, he will fall asleep.
One of you is only 1 year off.
Oh!
Get your answers in now,
Tony. 41, 47, 62.
Yep. Get your answers in now, Tony, for this round of Guess the Agey, because Barry Ridge is 46 years old.
Oh!
Just heading on that ridge.
Right on
that's how old we are. I just want you to know that Randy and I are 46
so
years
that's
old.
If we just man.
You're right, that tether though. That tether leaves.
So we
that
could
must
just start driving
we could just
things
let it
drunk.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let
it's
it
nice
go.
Nice to
man.
Know that that's a possibility and an option.
Sure.
My friend, you are going to be performing in Denver with our good friend Chad Daniels.
Yeah.
He's
the 14th, 15th, and 16th of June?
Correct, yeah.
At
the Comedy
Landmark.
Works South, yeah.
Yeah, we nice. Actually, that was the last, we headlined there our last time we were in Denver.
Oh, sweet.
Last
great.
October.
It's awesome. You will crush it. You will love it. It's so fun.
People
oh, by the way,
come see you.
So go see that in Denver. Dan, are you doing a show at the Bug Theater in Denver?
I am doing a show at the Bug Theater in Denver on July 15th, and on the 24th of June, I am doing a show at the Siren Theater in Portland, Oregon. Both of those shows are co-headlining with John Roy, and it looks like we're doing San Francisco in August, and maybe one other date to be announced.
Yes,
as well as that
and
date.
San Francisco, we're doing the Petaluma Festival.
Can't wait
with
for that.
Daniel Van Kirk for doing this podcast there. And then for us, we just announced, we're announcing we're going to do Schaumburg, Illinois. We've never been to Schaumburg,
nice.
Illinois. We're doing that, the improv out there, July 20th through the 22nd, which is
That's a great
Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Please come out for that. And then we're just formalizing the dates, but I think we're going to be in Denver at the downtown Comedy Works, which we love so much. We haven't
first
been there in a while.
First weekend in October.
October 4th through the 6th. And then I think November, I want to say 9th, maybe around there, we'll be back in Austin at Cap City.
Heck yeah.
And Cleveland, though.
Yeah, Cleveland, get your tickets now because we will be in Cleveland.
Next weekend.
Next
from
weekend.
When this drops.
Yeah, from when this drops. Next weekend, we'll be in Cleveland the
the 31st, and the 2nd
at Hilarities, which is one of our favorite clubs. Yeah. You're in Hilarities?
Yeah, I like Hilarities.
God damn, that's a great club.
Yeah, I featured like, there for Doug Benson several years ago.
Same size pretty much as the South Landmark Club because it's got that balcony and it's really beautiful up there. But come check that out. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.